Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch.
Yo, 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 what's good?
So how you doing?
I'm feeling good. How you feeling, baby?
I'm feeling a little buzzed.
Yeah, I see what you sipping on.
I just have some Moscato here. So, I wanted us to talk about sex tonight. How you feel about that?
Bing, bang, boom. The birds and the bees?
No. No. Why you always gotta be extra? The birds and the bees? No. Sex. Straight up.
So what about sex, baby?
I just wanted to talk about it overall, like sex and relationships, sex being single. I wanted to just talk about it.
Okay, I have a question.
Go ahead.
So, does sex play a major part in your decision if you want to be with the person or not?
That's just to tell you that you're toxic as fuck. So, for my young listeners out there, don't have sex before you get married, guys. But, real talk, like, because you know I ain't no saint. So if that determines like if I want to be with somebody or not, absolutely. You can't have whack sex and you in a relationship. Like even if the person bag is up and your bag is up too, no. Because at the end of the day, it's just gonna steer you in the direction of getting it from somewhere else. Right or wrong? You're going to do that?
Listen.
If you was with somebody and they pooms was trash.
Tridash. I'm out.
Okay, then. So what are you talking about?
Okay, so now let's say you're dealing with somebody that has the potential. They just lack experience.
I don't feel like being no teacher. I'm not doing that. Like, I don't know. I almost spilled the wine. Hold on. You? So, in all honesty, it's just not my thing. Like, I don't feel like being a teacher to the core. Like, you gotta come in knowing something. Like, I can't be. No. Like, you talking about, I gotta walk you through everything.
Not walk through everything.
So, like, what's the, elaborate. All right,
so, let's say Patrick has.
You didn't even have to say no name. You're extra, like, what?
Let's say dude has, you know, he got it down packed, but he just doesn't know how to use it. Because he only.
If you mean, like, if he has a big dick?
Yeah, but.
He don't know how to use it?
He only been with one person, or he only had two sexual partners.
I don't know what to tell Patrick, but he could take that useless dick somewhere else. Like useless. What? Like, like what?
Oh God!
Oh man! You're wildin'. You asking me some dumb like seriously? Seriously?
Yeah, like what's because there's people out there thinking that they're the shit. There's people out there going into sexual relations. Or not sexual relations. Going into relationships thinking that, okay. Or going into situations thinking that, okay, you know, I don't need to be that great at sex. I could just be the best guy ever or to be the best woman ever.
Did you have a situation like that?
No. I'm just saying, like, it's just, you can see it on, like, movies and shows. There's people that actually go through experiences like that. I know there's somebody.
I know for me, I don't know, like, I just be having, like, weird views on things, but, hey, it is what it is. I feel like, for me, if you're a female and you haven't been experienced like that, and you're young, and you only had, like, you know, one partner or a couple partners, whatever, and you go in, I feel like the guy is supposed to. But for me, I feel like the other way around is just like, no. It's just that I need somebody to match my energy. Like, I'm just not on that type of timing with you. And that's just period.
See, me, I like for a woman, like, you know, of course she has to be a great woman and all of that, but you know, you gotta be great in bed too. I don't want nobody that's just gonna sit there and have me do everything.
Corpse.
I don't want nobody that's going to sit there and have me do everything.
I ever told you about the African movie when the guy was screwing the corpse?
Oh, God. That is ridiculous.
He was so obsessed with the girl when she died, he was still fucking her in the attic.
That's even worse.
Isn't it called necrophilia or something like that? It's called necrophilia. That's when they like sleep. They like to sleep with people.
That's dead even people. Worse than them dolls that them dudes that they be married and fucking the dolls and shit.
Speaking of which, why on Jersey Shore? So Snooki and J-Wild's not there, so it's just Dina, and then they're not fucking with Dina right now. So Paulie rented out a big ass hotel in Vegas to do this season of The Family Vacation, right?
Yeah.
So why the fuck this nigga bought mad sex doll? So he bought a J-Wild sex doll. He bought an Angelina. He bought for all of them, right? So when Angelina came, he was like, oh, yeah, they're all upstairs. They're all ready to confront you. They were all sex dolls. And then she had her own sex doll, too. So she was like, it has an asshole. It has a vagina. She started, like, really touching it. And then they was like, she's a crazy bitch because she's the only one that would really, like, fuck her doll. Because she was, like, you know, putting her fingers in it and stuff. Yeah. Angelina.
Ridiculous.
I don't know, but anywho. But yeah, them niggas who be fucking the sex dolls, they be driving. The dolls be having cars they can't even drive. I told you about the one who invited the doll to dinner.
What was it? Like, it was some Chinese dude, right?
No, that's the one who got he got a convertible for her. And she can't even drive the car. Like, what?
And the nigga got a whole wife.
That shit is sick. It's the cooking of the food and putting it in front of them. And fucking then, dolls, sex dolls.
After she, and then what, the wife is eating the rest of the
I have dolls. No idea.
That's fucked.
But you know what's so fucking crazy about that? Is the fact that I feel like a lot of men, they don't like to deal with strong personality women. So since they can't get what they want, they rather fuck the doll because the doll ain't gonna talk. So they could use it up. They could fuck it whenever. And then they don't have to worry about anything else. Like, there's no emotion attached to it. It's just sex. That's what I think.
I can't speak for them because that ain't me.
I'm just saying. You brought it up.
Nah, but it's just, Listen, I brought it up because, like I said, I'd like a little bit of movement and emotion and actually you doing your part.
Ooh. Instead of doing your part. That sounds like a fucking job.
Come on. Me like doing everything sounds like a fucking job.
Well, you set yourself up for failure with that one.
Shit. But now let's see. Let's see, how about,
You say, talk.
Let's see, how about, okay, so you won't deal with somebody that's, inexperienced. So how about someone that's super experienced to the point where it scares you?
I'm going with that.
You going with that?
I'm going with that. Teach me some shit I never knew before. Please. Yeah, I'd rather deal with somebody that's more experienced. And first and foremost, you talking as though like we're not in a relationship. So
of course.
You want me to go deal with somebody else that's more experienced?
Fuck out of here.
So what are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
You want to go?
No. I'm just, it's just conversation.
All right. So have you dealt with somebody that was like super, super, super experienced to the point where it scared you? Because you seem like you had a little PTSD over there.
Nah, not really. I mean, to the point where it scared me, no. Somebody that's experienced, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not. I was just, it's just me thinking like, okay, which one would you, like, would you go for the one that scares you or just not at all?
I will go for the one that scares me just because I like a thrill. Is that toxic?
A little something.
You're getting me so fucking tight right now. I swear you are.
A little something.
All right. You be dragging that shit. What's
your questions for me?
I don't have no questions for you. We just going off of whatever we talking about.
Right.
Like, I just think overall, it's best to have somebody that's sexually compatible with you. Because it's like you could be with somebody and they have all the attributes and then the sexual chemistry is trash. And then you'd be like, damn, I just wasted another one. We have conversations all the time. It's another body that's going to waste. Like, come on. Like, there's no filter on here. It's a whole
nother. I know. It's just thinking about it. I just wasted another one. That's just so crazy.
It's not crazy. It's the truth. We have these conversations off mic.
Yeah, we do. We do. But
it's just a waste of another body.
You could have went.
And now the body count has risen. Like, what? Like, I was just trying to be, like, regular. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, you're trash. I'm upset.
How important is oral?
You want to know? Hey. You want to know?
Hey.
Huh? How important is oral?
Tell the listeners.
Nigga, you know. Out of here. You know how important oral is.
I know.
I'm fucking over you. Anyways, this episode was sponsored by I'm fucking over you.
Torch Flames YouTube channel.
I'm dead. Oh yeah, go check that out too. We just put up a video. That shit is crazy. It's a mukbang. I don't know. I think I want to start doing more content. And yeah, I like how we just kind of like, that shit is crazy. Don't be putting me out there like that. How dare you?
I wasn't putting
how dare you?
There. You know how important that is to me.
That's what you said. Like, what? Don't touch me. Don't fucking touch me. But yeah, it's crazy. But oral is important because, listen, it's not only about just, you know, penetration. Like, women like clitoral stimulation. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, like, women like that shit. So you got to know what you're doing. Some people be
nibbling and shit. Looking like a fish. Like,
if you ever make that noise around me again, I swear I'm not talking to you for a week. Don't do that. I was gonna say something, but I know the person gonna listen to this, so I'm gonna leave it be. No, you psychopath. What are you doing? Oh, but yeah. Oof. That shit is funny, though. Mm. What?
Should we talk about the freakiest shit ever? No.
I fuck you up.
All right.
You gonna have them thinking this shit is from us. No. Let me just put that out there. Like, no. Like, yeah, we're freaky, but no. We're not even... Why would you even do that?
I ain't say nothing.
I know what you're talking about, and I see the movements, like...
I didn't say nothing, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Sorry,
anyways,
guys.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. Sorry, guys. Visuals is coming real soon.
Yeah, maybe we should really start the visuals for 2021. Yeah. I just don't... Honestly, I don't know. I'm saying maybe because I just like to just sit back and talk and be dressed however I'm dressed and
yeah.
feeling comfortable. But maybe I'll put that effort in. I'll see.
You know, we probably, sorry to cut you off,
right.
probably set a vibe for you guys. Nice little frame shots for you. You know, we're just going to be chilling, sitting back in our confines. And we're just going to do what we do. You know, maybe one day we might pull out the hookah. One day we might just be drinking. You know, it's just a chill vibe.
You fuck with the hookah too much. You do. You fuck with the hookah too much. But to each his own, yes? To each his own. But yeah. So like I was saying, happy holidays to everybody. And I'm really hoping that 2021 is just gonna be like a fire year for everybody. Like, everybody's just gonna be in tune and things are just gonna be flowing, because 2020 was crazy. Even I don't even want to like recap, because I don't know, we might not do another episode until after the new year, or we could do one on New Year's Eve,
yeah,
when we're out of town. So it depends on the mood, like on the vibe.
Yeah,
you know,
for a fact.
But yeah,
it's gonna be lit though.
Yeah, we're going to be lit, definitely.
And I hope all of y'all get lit, you know, enjoy yourselves, you know.
Just make sure, if it's not for pictures, have a fucking mask on. Like,
Facts.
If your mask is off for pictures, that's okay, because I do that shit all the time. But, like, have your mask on.
Yeah, and especially, I don't know how New York is going to tackle the whole ball drop this year. I don't know if they're going to allow people to, I don't think
they're going to have that.
I don't even think they can control it, because a lot of people...
Of course they're going to control it, because there's people that's putting the ball up. So if there's no ball dropping, that's companies that put that together. It's an organization.
But how do you stop mad people talking about, yo, we just want to be outside on 42nd?
That's their business, but they're not going to be able to be in that area. So it doesn't matter, because there's no ball dropping. What, you going to look at the sky? And then countdown?
We'll see.
It doesn't matter to me, because number one, I'm not in New York. Yeah. Number two, I don't care. Number three, I still don't care.
Yo, stay safe.
Just wear your fucking mask, yes?
Yeah,
wear your mask.
I think it's going to be snowing, so it is going to be
snowing. It's going to be snowing on Christmas.
Yeah, so be safe too, because these niggas don't know how to drive.
Oh, you talk about out here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We're not even...
New York, too. Nigga, they don't even know how to drive.
They're worse out here.
I know they're worse out here, but New York don't know how to drive, too.
They're fucking...
Especially them taxi drivers.
They're fucking worse out here.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that shit is scary. I don't even want to talk about that, because I'm deadass getting PTSD.
You're seeing cars on a fucking divider in the middle.
I don't want to talk about that.
Every fucking car.
I don't want to talk about that, because that shit is not even funny. That shit is sick. It's fucking sick. Like,
so
what?
Many cars on the side of the highway. Like, shit.
Every day.
Yeah.
How? I'm not. No. I almost got caught up into that trying to talk about this shit. No. That shit is crazy, though.
We should make an episode dedicated to that, too.
Talking about the shit out here?
Yo, that shit is funny. This shit would be funny. From accidents to people. Listen, some of the shit that we see. Being from New York too, like, being from out here, you'd be like, all right, that's regular.
They probably think this shit is normal.
Yo, it is normal to them. But from New York, you'd be like, yo, what the fuck is these niggas on, yo?
Lean and pills. That's it. You want to go check that out?
Yeah.
But yeah, You know, coming into this episode, I just wanted to be transparent. I wanted to be open. And I'm always honest with my listeners. You know, shout out to the people that watch me in Jamaica, Malaysia, Ireland. I forget the other countries that I see on the analytics. But thank you so much. Thank you to, like, the local people. Thank you so much. Thank you for just the lurkers that just want to be nosy. And thanks for the true supporters and stuff like that, you know. Yeah. It's important that, especially going forward into the new year, you know, when things are happening, to support each other and stuff, support each other's music and stuff like that. I think that what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start getting some other musicians. As you guys know, in previous episodes and stuff like that, I have, like, different artists and stuff like that. But I do think that I'm going to incorporate underground musicians into the podcast and just put a song out there, you know, and help promote that. And just, you know, we just got to just work with each other and network and stuff like that, because I just think that it's best, you know.
For a fact, there's a lot of talent out here.
I know who I'm going to put on first. Hey. I'm going to put you on, Daddy.
Hey. Yeah. Y'all going to hear this music.
When you dropping that project, though, let's talk about that shit. Cause you get me tight. You get me vexed.
Yo, to be honest, I'm going to just be...
Anna.
I'm going to be super honest with everybody. Like, you know, life takes its course. And, you know, there's so much things that, you know, I got to worry about. Being an adult, being a, you know, provider for, you know, for my family. So that comes first before music. But even though I love music, it's my passion, you know, I still got to get, you know, I got to get the grind on before the, you know, the bread comes, you feel me? So I got to do what I got to do out here. And then, you know, when I got time to, that's when the music will come out. So it's coming out pretty soon. Just wait on it, but... I haven't forgot about the music. Never forget about
it. Cause you got people out here, no shade. You got people out here that sing the fucking ABCs on lean and they got mad money doing blasted foolishness. So let's just be for real. Let's just be transparent and open right now. Excuse me. It's something that just comes natural to you.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say for myself, especially for those of you guys that listen in and tune in and stuff like that, and, you know, even, like, if I go to my neighborhood and I'm just outside hanging out and stuff like that, there's people that be like, oh, Tiff, like, you still rapping? And I'm just like, no, I'm not. I'm just not. But it's something that I can do. So it's just, like, I get it, babe. I really do honestly get it. Because if you're good at something, you got people that's just not, you know, not talented, but they're just, they have the energy to put all of this shit and the time to do it, that it just works for them.
Yeah. And one thing, though, you know, of course, with this, with music, to be successful, support. And, you know, people don't really support you until you come up. People don't really support you until, you know, there's going to be the select few individuals that's going to support you no matter what. But then, you know, of course, you know, it's a stream now. Nowadays, it's a stream driven world. And people are doing things to kind of bypass the fans. And then they get the fans. Like, there's people that's out here buying streams just so they can get up. And then once they get up, you know, because the thing is, when a lot of people is, when I see, okay, a lot of people is paying attention to this one thing, like, my mind automatically goes to, oh, let me check this out to see what everybody's looking at. And that's how a lot of people think. Not everybody does.
But we're not talking about a lot of people. We're talking about the fact of having actual talent.
Of course.
Hold on. No. What you think you're trying to do? You cut me off once. No, thank you. But it's the fact of all I'm hearing is you talking about this person and that person, which it ain't got nothing to do. Because at the end of the day, you don't even push your own shit. Let's talk about it. Because let's support, fucking talk about it. Fuck the support. You don't push it, though. You don't push it. He doesn't push it. Like, no, I'm his number one fan. I don't care. I'm his wife. And I'm going to say how I feel about it. No.
It's because when I was pushing it, I'd never seen any results.
Listen, you want shit to happen overnight. No, it don't work like that. It don't blast it work like that. Anyway, let's get off this because we're going to have to talk about this shit off. Yeah. This because I'm not even doing that with you.
But no, music is coming soon, real soon. I'm gonna let y'all know when, but it's coming soon. And you guys,
next episode, coin me on this. His music will be featured. Matter of fact, and I'm gonna start posting this shit back up on Instagram. Next case. May have to go get another bottle.
Get another bottle.
Why are you trying to put me out there? Yo, you're enough. Ooh. Don't stop.
But, yo, just make sure y'all go check out, you know, what I got out right now. Just go on Apple Music, Tidal, whatever. Just type in VSN. You know, got a couple songs out there. Got a whole album called Her. Got another song called So Sick, and then one of those. So those songs are out. That album is out. But more is coming real soon, real soon. And I promise you guys won't regret checking it out.
The funny thing is how you move already. You would think that you're up. But that's just you knowing how to get a bag. Next case. Boop, 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 boop.
Of course. You know.
You better talk your shit, my man. Listen.
I mean, of course, you know, you got to know how to get to a bag. Boop, boop, boop.
That's it. No flexing. That's it.
No
flex. That's zone. No flex zone. That's it. Mm. Anyways, so. Yo. So tell me something. Do you remember I'm buzz, y'all. I'm like stuttering and I'm like bloop, bloop. Do you remember like your first date ever?
First date ever.
You don't gotta say the person name. You don't gotta put them out there, but just tell me, like, do you remember like your first actual date?
Like sitting down, eating type shit.
What do you take? Okay. So I'm gonna use this. What do you think? What do you consider a first date?
Because I think, all right, because a lot of people kind of get this misconstrued, right?
Not a first fuck night. No, a first not date a first nasty. Fuck night. You I'm nasty, talking, though. I was not the first time you put your dick in somebody's cunt.
No, that's not what I'm thinking about. All right. I'm thinking about the first time you actually
met. I hope to God Shania don't listen to this shit. Sorry, my love. Please.
I'm thinking about the first time you, like, meet the person. Usually, like, okay, depending on how you meet, if it's just somebody that you pull up on and whatnot, okay, then the first time you meet is not the first date. But if you're, you know, like a lot of people nowadays, they're meeting online, Instagram, whatever.
But we ain't talking about that. I just said to you, do you remember your first, like, you always honestly take some shit and be running with it and then wing it into something else. Honestly, he's the finesse king. Let me tell you something. I knew how to finesse before, but being around my husband, this nigga done taught me how to finesse is sickening. He could finesse somebody taking a shirt off without them even realizing they taking off their blasted shirt. Seriously, they'd be like, oh shit. And then after maybe like an hour or two, they'll realize that shit. This nigga is sick.
I don't remember my first date, to be honest.
All right, see how you try to wing that? Like, fuck out of here. Like, you ain't doing that to me. Nope. You're funny. Do you funny. Remember your first date? Hell no.
I
I'm fucking weak. God. Hell no. Let me see.
Do you remember your second date?
Hell no. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
I don't.
Seven, eight, nine, ten. Hell no, I don't remember. And let me see.
If you don't remember your fifth date, you cannot remember the order. You cannot tell the order.
Yo.
I can tell you what the last date was, but.
Our last date night? Because I'm trying to remember. What were you talking about? We was in Florida? Oh, you talking about for your birthday when we was in the M's?
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. Like, our date nights is not.
Look.
Yes, he has me saying yams. Yo, you're petty. You're fucking. Woo. Oh, you're petty. Shit. But he's not going to get me on anything because I'll be on it. Like, no. But our dates are not considered like. It is date nights, we do be having good times, though.
But that's because we do it a lot.
Yeah, but since we came back, we haven't really been on a date, though. I'd be scared. Ever since we went to the hookah lounge out here, like, out here in Atlanta, like, these people be outside. They be outside. And it's so, like, it's so, what's the word, congested?
Yeah.
That I just don't want to do that. Like, I'd rather just wait a little bit and go until we go away. Until we go out of town for New Year's Eve to have another date night because...
I hope that shit is not packed.
We ain't gonna reveal where we going.
No. I wasn't gonna say anything either. They gonna find out when they find out.
I guess. But, you gonna have to go get another bottle because I ain't got time. But, I'm trying to think... Damn, that's crazy. We both can't remember. I can't remember that shit. Okay. So, I know that you don't... Let me see. Do you remember the first time you had a drink?
The first time I had a drink, I was very young.
I didn't ask you your age. I'm talking about, like, the experience. Nobody needs to know your age. Like, sorry, Shay.
Experience. I do remember when I had it, but I don't remember how it was or whatever. I just
you were gone,
knocked up. That's some cremas, the Haitian little cream.
Kisa.
Shit got a little bit of bubble cool in it.
Bubble cool. I don't remember the. That wasn't even the first time I had sent a drink. I think the first time I really, really, really got drunk, I was like, I'm gonna have to say I was like 16. I was like 16 the first time like I really, really, really had something to drink. And I remember it was Grey Goose and cranberry juice.
Now let me ask you a question. What was your first drink when you was allowed to drink when you became 21?
I don't remember. I think it was I think it was Patron.
I remember going to the store and handing my motherfucking ID. I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm 21.
But what did you get?
I got a fucking Ciroc.
Okay.
I got Ciroc. And then I mixed that bitch with some pineapple juice. Got the little dough kid.
All right. I'm dead. I don't like vodka. That's why I'm like, every time I think about vodka, I think about that liquid hand sanitizer that we have in the car.
How about the ones that they how people in jail be drinking?
You mixy, like. All right. So I don't know about y'all, but I'll be watching this show called Love After Lockup. And if you guys watch it in this season, Amber's jailhouse girlfriend puppy just came home and
her name's sick.
Her name is Puppy. I don't know what her real name is. That's her nickname, Puppy. So Puppy was talking about, because Amber was like, oh, I got a shot for you. And then Puppy was like, that is, she said, when you in prison, if you really, really want to get lit, what they do nowadays is they take the hand sanitizer and they put salt in it so it could be liquefied, and they take like a shot of it, and that shit gets you lit. And then she specifically was like, that shit gets you lit, but it fuck your liver up. Why you have to take that and run with that so we could talk? I don't want to give people no ideas. You know people is sick. I'm not, no offense, y'all. But seriously, like, that shit is crazy. Like, no.
That shit sound wild crazy.
No.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm drinking hand sanitizer today. Well, any day.
Why would you even say that? That was whack. Why would you, but why would you even say that, like, today? Like, we gonna sit here.
On any day.
No. Anyway, you're an extra. And you wasn't even drinking nothing. That's the sad part.
Tip, you know I like to crack jokes and be stupid. All right.
All right. Yeah, so. What you want to talk about now? Because I'm, like, all over the place. And I'm just like, I want a bottle
of tequila.
Ooh. Why you gotta
tequila? Alright, so yo, you was gonna say something, babe?
Yeah.
What you was gonna say?
Alright, what's the, alright, tell me the experience the first time you bust on my cheeks, right? And they were like, oh my god, hi. Oh my god, I love you so much. It's so good. It's so amazing. Be stupid. Be fucking stupid here tonight. Be stupid tonight.
So, I meet this one girl, and she seemed cool. And, you know, I'm thinking, cause she got a, she looked good. She got a nice body. So I'm like, all right, cool. So we actually end up hitting on the first, well, I end up hitting on the first night, but
I hit it first.
But I don't know. It seems like, I don't know. At the end of it, it was just like, she was just even while, like, she was a screamer. And at the end of it, she was just like...
Like a Yorkie barking scream?
Kind of like a wolf. Nah, I'm playing.
Yo, what did I say? That shit was going to give me PTSD. I swear to God, that shit was going to give me PTSD. I'm like a wolf. I'm like, nigga, you ain't never tell me this story. Who is she again?
No,
I'm a playing. Wolf? I swear to God, all I heard was a wolf.
It's all jokes.
I'm not fucking with you today. Nah, that shit just fucked me up, yo. That shit.
But, it was just...
Yo, you're funny.
It was after it was all said and done. Not immediately after we had sex, but, like, it's just once I dipped and all and I, you know, got my shit together, like, I didn't even leave the door yet, like, walk out the door, and I got a text, and I got more texts. Then, did you get home safely? Oh, my gosh, I had so much fun with you. And this is me reading this shit, and then...
You left her on red?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, you yeah. Disrespectful.
Because it was not even that great.
Ooh.
But, it was just like, oh, I had a great time. And then when she sees my, me not answering and whatnot, and then this is before I found out how to, like, show the delivered, like, where it just shows delivered only, turn off my red receipts.
Ooh.
So she keeps seeing that I'm reading it at 1:30, 2:30, 3:30. I guess she was just like, when am I gonna get that dick again? And me being stupid, I went and delivered. And then after that, I guess after that, like, she was just like, oh, so you only come around when it's for sex. It was a setup because I pulled up over there and she said that. And I was just like, all right, I'm going to leave. And then she was just like, no, you came
here. I was just about to say, you ain't bust her teeth because I would have finessed that.
She's like, I came all the way over here. She said, you came here. So, I mean, I'm like, yeah. And then she's just like, well, all right. It was mad awkward after. You know, she enjoyed herself. And, you know, it was just that.
Lone wolf?
Never saw that phone number again. Oh. I didn't even have the number saved.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about that. Not saving numbers.
Oh, you seen my block list.
How long till you save the number?
Oh, I'm not saving. If I'm not fucking with you, your number's not being saved. Like, your number's not being saved. Like, if it just doesn't work out, like, no, I'll be like, all right, block. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm disconnecting myself from you. Like,
boom.
All right, we're not doing that. Don't touch me. We're not doing that.
No. To be honest,
I just said, boom. I'm gonna show you something, stupid. And you ain't never gonna want to say that again. I'm gonna show it to you later.
But I actually like when you tell me your name, I actually save it as your name, and then you know if I see that you deserve it of like a emoji, that means you just got the scale and shit like that. And then if I really fuck with you, you get your picture saved. But yeah, that's it.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm not saving your number. I'm sorry, I'm not saving your number. And I'll be like, yeah. I ain't gonna say what I say, but yeah, I'm not saving your number. Next case, like, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
I just said, I'm not.
No, I'm talking about the first.
Oh, the first time somebody busts my cheeks? The first time, who?
Oh, they was like, I'm
in love. Oh, I don't even want to go down that road. I don't want to go down that road.
Oh, yeah. Because
people be mad psycho. What I told you?
First time. Yeah.
Oh, should I talk about that? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah. Oh, yeah, no.
Censored.
Yeah, I can't. It's just too detailed. I'm just so unholy for this topic that I can't. Yeah. Hi, Shania. Yo, I'm tight. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, people get attached. People get attached. But the thing is, I feel like if the sexual chemistry matches, then the sex is good. If one party is not doing it for you, I feel like for a female, everybody's different. So let me speak for myself. For me, if the male who I'm engaging with is not really giving me what I need mentally to stimulate my body, it's just not gonna work. I'm just gonna be like off, like, no, and I'm just not gonna want nothing from you.
And I like that you said that, because sometimes I feel that way too. Like, at a point, you know, when I first started having sex, you know, it was just like, ooh. But after a while, you know, we have to have a conversation first. I gotta see where your mind is at.
Oh yeah, I definitely, you know, that's what that's why you my husband, because when we first met, that's all you did was stimulate my mind. Like, we kind of like motivated each other, and that's very, very important, because it's just like, yeah, you could look good, you know, like for guys looking at a female, yeah, you could have a banging ass body, and for a female it's just like, yeah, you got a banging ass body, you know, or your pipe game might be right. And I'm only saying this because you know, this is a disclosure. Like, if you coming on here trying to, like, play like you were sane or playing like you know you perfect, this is the wrong podcast for you. I'm going to tell you right now, because I'm no saint and I am no, what's the word that I'm trying to look for? I've been there, fucking done that. Yeah. Straight up. So I ain't coming over here like, yeah, I'm wifed up. Yes, I'm in love. Everything like that. I'm madly in love with my husband. Yes, I am. But don't get it twisted. I'm no saint. Been there, done that. Know how the game goes. And that's just that on that. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry. What was it?
Mm-hmm. Nothing, babe. You said what you said, babe.
You already know.
I already know how it is.
But what I'm trying to say is, as far as you having sexual chemistry with somebody and it's so intense to the point where it's just like you guys can't leave each other alone, sometimes it becomes toxic. And I'm only saying that because, you know, like with my husband and I, we're not toxic. We just had this connection where we both had goals, we both had things that we were just on the same page. But in previous situationships, you might be with somebody where the sex is so good, it's so intense, it's popping, you feel like it's the best thing in the world, but that shit is toxic as fuck and it just leads you to destruction. And that shit be going over people's head like, no, like, I don't understand how people get dick stupid or how niggas get stupid over pussy. Like, I just never could get that. Like, I just never could get that. Like, I'm the type of person, like, all right, this shit ain't work. All right. You not into me, I'm not into you. Okay, I'm off this. Like, I'm not blowing your phone up. Like, I just never been that type of person. But like,
you know what? It stems from, one, insecurities. Two, not having a proper guy. You may think that's nothing, but to some people, it is a thing. There's also, you know, there's also people that don't know any better. They have issues and stuff like that.
As
like,
far as what aspect of it all, or everything?
Just I don't want to get too in-depth.
Why? That's why we're on here.
Okay, some people might have daddy issues. Some people might have been in a situation where it just ended it just went terribly wrong. Mm-hmm. So they just cling to that.
I'm gonna cross you real quick. Now, for the people who's genuinely been listening to me, you guys know that even from my first podcast, I always talk about me being transparent and open and just speaking things in my opinion. And honestly, in my opinion, I feel like in the African American Caribbean community, the majority lack male guidance and have daddy issues. That's just my opinion. So a lot of females, such as myself, have sought to have love from people that didn't give it to us. And we ended up being used or ended up being heartbroken and being in a situation where we grow to have tough skin and not necessarily wanting to be like a man, but the mannerisms of the situation becomes so guarded and so closed in that it's just like we show no type of emotion. Yeah. And it's not even that we're just doing that as an act. Like, literally in that aspect, we just completely shut down and don't even try to invite those type of feelings. So it's just like at the end of the day, if me and you don't work, I'm okay with going that way. Like, you can go your way, I can go my way, and then that's just that. And that's just me speaking in my opinion. Like, yeah, that's just real.
Yeah, and you want to know what? You got to this point of your life. There's people that are still trying to figure that out. There's still people trying to get to where you are, as strong as you are. They're still weak. There's some people, because they've been bashed a lot, they've been told they, ever since they were younger, they didn't know any better, they never had any type of strong moment in their life, they have to they never had any strong moment in their life. They have to just keep being weak until they kind of just lose it. And that one time they lose it, that's when they want to, you know, that's when they become strong and tighten up.
Or they completely lose themselves.
Exactly. But there's those possibilities, those two.
But I'm going to say this because I do have young listeners. And yes, this episode had no filter on it. My other episodes don't have no filter on it. But I never really got into the topic of really talking about sex and just, you know, just having a conversation like this. At the end of the day, everybody shit stinks. Everybody has a past. Everybody has skeletons in their closet. Everybody has done things that they're ashamed of. Everybody has things that they've learned from and they've moved forward with it. So you're not the first and you're not the last. And that's just the way the game go. So anything else that people feel like, you know, with some type of way, or, you know, they look at you in some type of light and you shouldn't do this because they look at you in some, let them charge that shit to the fucking game, because at the end of the day, it is what it is. I'm 31 years old and I'm sitting here strong, standing 10 toes still. And at the end of the day, excuse me. And at the end of the day, if you're not strong and you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And that's just that on that. Because people sit and they talk and shit sounds good, but you got to pay attention to how somebody moves. You got to pay attention to how somebody treats you. You have to pay attention to know who's loyal and who's not loyal. And really and honestly, nowadays, loyalty is something that is really cut from a different type of cloth. Like, these millennials, they don't really know what it means to really be loyal. It's weird. Like, you really have to pay attention, because excuse me, it'll be the person that's broing you or the person that's sissing you all the time. The first one that's continuously jealous about you. The first person, like, if y'all trying to do anything, and I'm not going to get into details, but if it comes to a situation where something is lucrative, they might be the first one to even be like, hi, the first one to rat you out on some shit like that. You got to really watch how people talk, what they say about the people they fuck with around you, so you can be on point to what's going on. And that's just that. And I speak, and I speak to my nieces like this, and I let them know, you have to be on point.
Yep.
Because it's so easy for you to lose yourself. And in closing,
something I'm learning, to be honest, something I'm still learning, you know?
Everybody learns some. In closing, mm-hmm. Sorry guys, I feel like something is in my throat. And in closing, I just want to say this. Everybody learns something new every single day. And that's just the God honest truth. We're all able to learn and analyze and observe things from different people. But what I've learned, and like I said, I could only speak for myself, is to be authentic. And not to try to be like anybody else.
Yeah, definitely.
The flattery of somebody trying to jack what you're doing, but they don't know what you had to do to get where you at, that's them. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you just gotta stand firm and do what you gotta do. Okay, you gotta pass. Who doesn't? Okay, people look at you in a different light. Okay, you're not the first and you're not gonna be the last. So I'm gonna end this by saying this. Be true to yourself. Understand that nothing is perfect. And Don't forget, everybody shit stink. So this was Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.
Later.